From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. Speaking of closed bridges, the I-5 bridge across the Skagit River near Mount Vernon is still closed. You'll remember it came tumbling down after an oversized truck knocked out overhead girders last week. Three people escaped with minor injuries, but an important part of our highway system still out of commission. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. One of the questions is, why was an oversized truck on that bridge in the first place? Well, the trucking company had a state permit to cross the bridge. Republican State Senator Michael Baumgartner from Spokane wants to keep that from happening again by passing a new law.
Well, you know, we had this bridge collapse up by Mount Vernon, and, you know, the first response to this is, how did this happen, and how can we prevent this from happening again in the future? And it ended up that DOT has been giving permits for trucks that are taller than the bridge is low, and I don't think that truck should have ever been on that bridge, and we'll have to pass a law to change that.
What would the law? What would happen if this law passes? What would change from the current procedure?
Well, the law is very straightforward. It's very common sense. It's that DOT shall not give permits to bridges to trucks that are bigger than the bridges. Right now, under the current setup, DOT was allowing trucks that are taller than the bridges in the right-hand lane and relying on the driver to drive in the left-hand lane. And if the driver drives in the right-hand lane, then it hits the bridge like it did in this instance and puts the bridge at danger. In fact, this bridge, we found out, has been hit more than 20 times in the last year. They've had minor strikes, so this was a catastrophe in the making that was readily foreseeable and should have been averted.
Senator, where would these oversized loads go if they're banned from these bridges?
Well, there's alternate routes there are right now some trucks that the DOT does not allow over this bridge to date. The issue is, should we allow put everyone at risk by relying on a driver to drive in the left lane instead of the right lane? I think that's too high a risk. So there are ways around this bridge for this minority of trucks that are over 15 and a half feet tall. There's not that many trucks that fall into this circumstance. And again, one of the other real failings here is that DOT failed to put up necessary signs around this bridge. Even after being struck 20 times, there were no signs on the bridge reminding drivers what lane they had to be in. So my bill would also, in a very common sense manner, say that bridges that are less than 16 feet high would have to have some signs up.
How will the delays to these oversized loads affect commerce if they can't go the most direct route because these bridges are deemed too small for them to cross?
Well, that's something we have to look at. There certainly would be some minor delays as they go around, but nothing in comparison to the major delays that everyone has experienced on I-5 with this bridge being knocked down and with millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars in economic activity currently being lost.
Senator Baumgartner, why propose a law now before the National Transportation Safety Board investigation is even done?
Because it's such a straightforward, common-sense issue. As people learn about this, they say, why was this truck even on this bridge? You know, it doesn't take a study to figure out that a bridge that's been hit 20 times by a truck that's taller than the bridge is low should be on the bridge. It doesn't take a lot of study to figure that one out.
Will you get this passed by the state Senate?
We'll see. Obviously, there are some folks in Olympia that would really like to use this this incident as more fodder for a gas tax increase. You know, gas tax is a separate discussion, in my view. And so I think right now we're working on the operational budget in earnest down here in Olympia, and so that's where a lot of our focus on. But I'm very optimistic. You know, when I talk to people about this, and we've just learned about this in the past few days, it just seems so common sense, and it'd be very interesting to hear from your listeners whether they think that a truck that's bigger than the bridge should be on that bridge.
And we'll ask them. In fact, if you think this is a good idea, you should write to us, conversation@kuow.org. Is there a parallel measure in the State House?
No, nothing's been introduced so far, which actually is strange to me, and I think in part, my speculation would be that it's because there's sort of been this thrust of this is an argument for the gas tax.
You're in a special session now. Do you think there's time to get this passed?
Certainly. I think this is it should be part of the final, if we take another look at transportation. But we do need to look at a bigger issue, and whether it's this session or next session, which is DOT reform. We're seeing too many mistakes from DOT that are costing the state too much money.
Republican State Senator Michael Baumgartner from Spokane.